I thank the Lord for all that he means to me. It's a wonderful privilege to get to serve him.
Okay, so it's a crudely drawn, but does anybody know what I've drawn?
Gas cage.
Gas cage. Now, there's so many different things. This is the old way. So I'm really concentrating on this area right here. When the little needle starts looking like that, you better find something quick or you're in trouble. I've only run out once. But I am very bad about running mine down. It's a bad habit, and I confess my fault. So we'll start off with that. But do you know, we live in a world, we all have this little gauge within us. Do you know? We have this little gauge. But I look at a world around us that, you know, they're running on empty. They're running on empty all the time. And my heart goes out to them. And I think, oh Lord, please help us to know how to understand their emptiness. Do you know when Jesus was at the well and he talked to the woman, was she empty? She was running on empty. And her hunger was for a stable relationship. And she tried one, and it didn't work out. And she tried another, and it didn't work out. And yet another. And she even went on to say, Jesus, I'm not married. And he said, no, you're not. But you've had five husbands, and the one you're with now, you're not married to. She was running on empty. And the Lord was saying, I have something that will fill you. That will fill you up. Do you know, we have a world still craving the Lord. And they try to find it in that next relationship. In that next relationship. You know, I've thought a lot of people that party or go to clubs or bars. And many, many times they're looking for another relationship. Their attraction is to the drink. Their attraction is to the carousing. But, you know, in my mind, I look at it and think they're still so hungry. They're going to that next gas station and they might try to fill up and fill up and fill up. And then all it can take them to is the next gas station. They're just so hungry for what the Lord said, I can fill you up with. I can cause you to be filled. Those that drink this water will never thirst again. The Lord is interested in filling us up. He's interested. He has the ability to do it. But, you know, we live in a world that just hungers. So I'd like us to understand that and help us to have a sympathy to that world and to understand that we can give them Jesus. And by doing that, we've given them the ability to be filled. Jeremiah 2 and 13 describes this so well. And I want to just concentrate on that last part. For they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. They've denied the fountain of life, which is Jesus, and they're looking for something, but it's broken. It's so broken. I've thought of the entertainments of the world. You know, there. You look at football stadiums, and do they have empty seats? No, they're all full. And if you get to looking at how much each seat costs, we know their wallets are empty. But do you know they're hungering for something? That spirit drives them for something. And you know, the part that's so heart-rending is when the contest is over, half of the fans will be even more empty and not pleased. And I look at the and spent the money and the time and the effort to see, and I think, you know what? It's thousands of people thirsting for you. They went to that wanting you, and they didn't know it. And if we can understand their hunger and not take it for granted and not assume that they're not hungry, because they are. We live in a world that is hungry. There's hungry. I've seen other situations where they make lots of money, but they hang on to every penny. That Ebenezer Scrooge syndrome, if you want to call it that. They have lots, but they can't spend any because they want it so bad. Do you know they're hungry? That money never filled for them what Jesus always intended to fill. I'm a fountain of living water that you can be filled by with me. I thank the Lord for that. I think of addictions. The addictions, just a little bit, you know, just the relationship addiction, so to speak. Do you know, we live in a world that is wanting that next high. It's just heartrending to go down a boulevard and every store, right and left, has an advertisement for something to fill you, to give you a high, to give you a sense of well-being, I guess. But they're hungry. I look at those places and I think, and you know what's interesting is the parking lots are busy. And I think, Lord, they're so hungry. They're so hungry for you, and they don't know what to do with that. Go to casinos. I'm appalled at whatever hour of night you're coming through that the parking lots are so busy there too. And I'm thinking, why aren't you home sleeping? Why aren't you with your family? But they're hungering for something more, that money thing again. They're hungering to the point it causes what, deprivation of other things? Because they're so hungry for it. Even the food we eat. We live in a world of plenty, but it can be an addiction, just like other substances can be. And they stay on the couch, and their mind is in a turmoil, and they're hungering for more than what that food can provide for them. But they'll eat another. They'll eat another. They'll eat another just because they're hungering for the Lord. I just look at that. We live in also, this is just the world we live in. And you walk up to someone and you can't tell what gender they are because they're trying to transfer over. And my heart especially goes out to them. If you were so dissatisfied where you were at, and now you're trying to change into something else, the hunger is so there. And my heart feels for them because they're hungry for the Lord. And if you can give them an extra loving, that's the best thing you can do. Because they want Jesus. They just don't know it. They're hungering. They're trying to feel that. We have a song that says, "Yes, I searched for satisfaction, something that would satisfy the quenching of my soul. But I found that sin's dominion naught I needed could supply. But then I turned to Jesus and he made me whole." The ones, that have markings, tattoos all over their bodies. So it didn't start overnight. It started a little at a time. And to the point that it almost looks like a fabricated garment. And I think of that and the money that was spent. And my heart goes out to them thinking, you're just hungry. You're hungering for something that little pickup just cannot fill. So you add another one, and you add another one, and you add another one. Because somewhere along the line, you're going to find a satisfaction. I've had enough. Well, I guess I run out of skin to decorate. I don't know. But I look at that and I think the different colors of hair, the different piercings, the different things. Sometimes it can be so annoying, is my feeling. And yet what that means is they're hungering for something that they cannot have, and they're trying to fill it. Hobbies. People spend lots of money on hobbies. And there's nothing wrong with having a hobby. There's nothing wrong with having food, all of these things. But make sure that it's the Lord that's filled your life, not that you're trying to obtain some fulfillment in that hobby. And you can just list anything on that one. People can get so involved in it because they're reaching for something they cannot grasp. It's a cistern that just doesn't have the living water in it. I can't turn to the fountain of living water because I'm so involved in my broken cistern. And every once in a while, a little pocket will have a little dish of water for me. And I'm so thirsty for that I'll reach for more. And shopping. Do you know shopping, retail therapy? People get caught up in that. And I realize it's because they're trying to feel it. The office that I have is next door to a man that has a business. And every day, UPS or FedEx drops off a box or two or three. And it's his wife at home shopping. And one day he carted out 9 boxes. And they're not little boxes. They were good-sized boxes. And I said, well, Randy, what in the world did she buy today? He said, I have no idea, but I've got to make several trips to get them down to my car. He said, I have to bring my truck. What hunger does she have that she has to fill it with the next new thing, the next necklace, the next pair of shoes, the next dress, the next, what is it? There's something there. And once again, I found that sin's dominion, not I needed, could supply. Then I turned to Jesus and he made me whole. I'm so thankful for that. Do you know, false religion can be an addiction. When I feel like that I have empowered myself with something that's greater than anybody else and I can overpower other people, it's an addiction. And it can't fill you. It cannot fill you like the Lord can. So I want us to go to Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. These Beatitudes have just been so very special to me. But it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Filled. That starts with the word, the letter F. F as in full. The gas tank is full. It is filled. One time someone had quoted this to me in their version, and it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. And I said, no, it said they'll be filled. And the other one said, no, satisfied. And I said, no, filled. Satisfied, filled, satisfied. I think they can be interchanged. But since there was a little thing in my mind thinking, satisfied means I can fill my gas tank. No, not fill it. I can put gas in my gas tank and satisfy it to the next gas station. And I'm not out of gas, but I'm still running to the next thing. But when you're filled, I can make a trip. I can go somewhere. I can make an accomplishment. You know, the Lord said he would fill us. And I'm so thankful for that. And when we're filled with the Lord's goodness and his righteousness in our lives and that living water and that bread of life, the things of the world lose their attraction, their taste, and their value. I'd like for us to look at 1 Kings the 19th chapter. When you're filled with what the Lord, when you're filled with the Lord, that's the best way to say it. When you're filled with the Lord, you can go on that strength a long time. It's a superpower energy. You know, the heavenly manna, they had it every day. And do you know what? They weren't sick. The only times they had sickness was when there was a disobedience, an act of disobedience, and a charge given against them for their disobedience. But this was a beautiful picture to me. 19:6, and this is Elijah, and he had been feeding underneath a juniper tree, or he had been feeding and wondering what he had ran for his life. You remember, he had just faced Mount Carmel and had slain all of the prophets of Ahab and Jezebel's false gods, and he was still running for his life. And he was feeling a little discouraged, and he was under the juniper tree, but he got a good dose of filling of the Lord. And this is what happened. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God. When you're filled with the Lord, it'll carry you through a long time. It'll satisfy every need you have. And this 40 days and 40 nights, I feel certain that it wasn't because Elijah was feeling hunger pains the whole time. I don't think he did. I think this was food the Lord gave him that sustained him and fed him a very long time. Don't ask me how that happens in digestion, but the Lord did it for him, and he went in the strength of that. He was not emaciated. He was not crippled over because he was so hungry. He was not thinking about that, because for 40 days and 40 nights, he went in the strength of that meat that the Lord gave him. And that's what the Lord can do for you, is to give you. He wants you to be on the full. He doesn't want you running on empty, that you're trying to find the next pleasure. You're trying to find the next thing. They're trying to find something to fill me. Oh, I thank the Lord that we can be filled with him.